The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
CBC News, The World This Hour. I'm Pat Philpott. We begin in Ottawa, where representatives from the company at the center of the ArriveCan app are due to testify today before a parliamentary committee. The MPs are looking into how the controversial contract was awarded. Kate McKenna has more.
We can expect some of what the Auditor General said to be put directly to Christian Firth and Darren Anthony. This is the first time the partners of GC Strategies have spoken since last month's scathing Auditor General's report. Karen Hogan says she can't find much documentation to show why or how GC Strategies was chosen to work on ArriveCan. Her report says she couldn't even determine which government official chose GC Strategies. Today's hearings will be the latest in a series of probes over the ballooning cost of the app. The Auditor General couldn't find a full accounting of how much it cost, but estimates taxpayers paid about $60 million, a price tag considerably higher than initial estimates. At the center of the controversy is GC Strategies. The company consists of only two people. They declined to appear twice before, in November and last month, citing concerns about their mental health.
The CBC's Kate McKenna in Ottawa. To the crisis in the Middle East now, where the UN says a new land route into northern Gaza has been used to deliver food to starving Palestinians. An Israeli army video shows what it says are six World Food Program trucks entering the territory. The UN says their vehicles used a military road that runs alongside the Gaza border fence. This was the first food delivery to northern Gaza in 3 weeks. A WFP coordinator says it's enough to feed 25,000 people, but the UN warns that more than 500,000 in Gaza are facing starvation. A close colleague of deceased Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is blaming President Vladimir Putin for an attack. Leonid Volkov says he was assaulted outside his home in Lithuania. The attack comes just days before Russians vote in a presidential election. Anna Cunningham has more.
Our work is full of very complicated challenges.
Leonid Volkov, Alexei Navalny's chief of staff, speaking yesterday in an interview with Reuters just hours before he was attacked outside his home in the Lithuanian capital Vilnius. In what now seems bizarrely predictive, he acknowledged the risk to his personal safety.
We know that Putin does not only kill people inside Russia, he also kills people outside Russia.
Pictures online show him with a bloodied leg, bruising to his forehead and a broken arm. His car window was smashed, tear gas sprayed, and he was then reportedly beaten with a hammer. Associates of Navalny claimed this was a clear political attack. Anna Cunningham for CBC News, London.
Last week's murder of members of an Ottawa family is making headlines in their home country. A mother, her four children, and a family friend were killed in a mass stabbing. All of them, including the alleged attacker, are from Sri Lanka. As Arthur White Crummy reports, media there have been focused on the tragedy.
It's seen as this sort of safe haven.
That's how Sri Lankan journalist Tarushi Wirasinghe describes the image of Canada in her country. But now Sri Lankans are seeing other images of tragedy and loss as local journalists track down relatives mourning a Sri Lankan mother and her four children and a man killed in an Ottawa suburb last week.
They were just starting to live out this dream that they had.
It's a powerful narrative, especially when the accused killer was a former Sri Lankan student living in their home. So it's no wonder the story is getting massive play in the Sri Lankan media. Azam Amin runs a news website in the capital, Colombo.
It has been dominating the news agenda and it's all over the social media as well. People are still looking for answers.
But answers are hard to come by. Amin has watched other websites and social media fill the void with rumors, blaming everything from visa issues to video games to find a motive in the absence of facts. Arthur White Crummy, CBC News, Ottawa.
And that's your World This Hour. I'm Pep Philpott.